Penguin Random House Audio presents The High Season by Judy Blundell. Read for you by Julia Whalen. Life being what it is, one dreams of revenge. Paul Gauguin. Memorial Day. Chapter 1. Every summer, Ruthie gave away her house by the sea. During the month of May, she packed and polished. Sneakers were scooped up from their kicked-off positions. Earrings, loose change, buttons were swept off the tops of bureaus. Post-its, with phone numbers marooned from their meaning, had been thrown away. Anything threadbare or worn dumped into one of the summer boxes and sealed with squealing tape. T-shirts had been whisked off the hooks of the backs of bathroom doors, and fragrant chunks of Provençal soaps nestled in blue and white bowls by the sinks. Ruthie knew how to create a house that looked lived in, but lightly. When her summer tenants walked through the door, they breathed in peace and lemons. In this house, no one ever had a sleepless night. No child slammed a door, screaming of injustice. No one was ever sick or sorrowful or more than pleasantly tired. Summer was a forever season and held no pain. With a fistful of yesterday's news, she polished the picture window, spotless enough to slam into and raise a bruise. Now she had a better view of her daughter slacking off. In the yard, Jem was doing what teenagers do, texting while doing a chore in a half-hearted fashion, loading gear into the truck bed with one hand while her thumb jitterbugged on a screen. It was the first big weekend of summer.